The special times Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special times Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special times Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special times Sahaba radiyallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of the Madani channel, we welcome you back once again to our silsila, the special 10, where we are going to be continuing with our look, a brief look into the beautiful and the blessed lives full of lesson of those 10 individuals who were given the glad tidings of heaven within their life, within this world, through the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before his apparent demise from this world, before his apparent passing away from this world. But before we do so, before we continue, let's look at a blessing of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi visited his brother Sayyidina Uthman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was looking very happy and was saying, I was privileged to behold the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream today. I saw the beloved and blessed Prophet, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my dream today. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me a container filled with water. I drank water to my fill, and still I can feel its coolness. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, how did you obtain this rank? He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, by virtue of reciting salat ala nabi in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azawajal, we started to look at the love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had for the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned, it is such a huge topic to take, in particular when we look at the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that we could talk about it for very lengthy and a long time. But inshallah azawajal, we will briefly just look at it today. And we will try to, inshallah, azawajal, see what lessons we derive from it. In the previously we looked at a story where he risked his life for the sake of Islam and for the sake of the Messenger, for the sake of the Rasul of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then how much love he had even after that. That his only concern was the well-being of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was prior to the migration, prior to the Hijrah. Now, on the way to the Hijrah, on the occasion of Hijrah, the migration, there is another beautiful event which is in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where he presented his life and he sacrificed his life from his own self at the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the mercy for all the worlds, granted him life through the permission of Allah azza wa jalla. Through the blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, on the occasion of the migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, the closest friend of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, presented a remarkable and a matchless example of love and devotion. His love and devotion was matchless. And there are slight variations in terms of the words when we look at this narration, this event, this story. So, inshallah azawajal, we will look at one narration that has been presented. That Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned in his bayan, which is in written form, titled Unparalleled Devotee. So it is stated that when the Sultan of both worlds, the merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approached the cave of Hira, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went into the cave, cleaned it, and filled all the holes that were present over there. He was unable to find anything to fill the last two holes. So he plugged them with his blessed feet. He covered them with his blessed feet. And then requested the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, requested the embodiment of Nur, the comforter of the souls, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come in. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then entered the cave and rested his graceful head in the lap of his loyal and devoted friend, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and began to sleep. There was a snake in the cave which bit the foot of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. But may we be sacrificed for that embodiment of love and devotion. He remained completely motionless and silent, despite the intense and severe pain and agony. But why? Why didn't he move? Why did he not make any noise? It was only for the reason that he did not want to cause any disturbance in the rest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not want to cause any disturbance in the rest of Mustafa, the essence of mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, due to intense level of pain, tears began to flow unintentionally from his blessed eyes. When some tears of love fell onto the compassionate face of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke and asked, "O Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, why are you crying?" Sayyidina Siddiq al-Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala told him about all the incident of the snake. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then rubbed his blessed saliva on the part of the foot that had been bitten, and the wound healed up immediately. So he radiallahu anhu was granted cure by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the blessings of the saliva, blessed saliva of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when we look at this incident in itself, here we have seen the love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had, that he did not want to cause disturbance in the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the pain that he was going through. And there are many other many parts that we can pick up from within this beautiful story. Now obviously Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu went into the cave along with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the disbelievers that were chasing them had almost reached the cave. And the presence of both the respected personalities in the cave has also been mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jalla in the glorious Quran in the 40th verse of Surah Tawbah as following: ثَانِيَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. Just as two men when they both were in the cave. Now obviously the disbelievers are close, and these two blessed personalities are within the cave. How did they remain unspotted by the disbelievers? How did they remain safe from the evil of these disbelievers that were chasing them? Allah Azza wa Jalla created physical sources of protection for these individuals. How? In a way that as soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the cave along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, a divine guard of protection was put in a place. A spider cast its web across the mouth of the cave, and a pigeon laid its egg at the edge. Now, in Mukashifat al-Qulub, a beautiful point has been stated, that all of this was done to prevent the disbelievers from finding the cave. And Allah Azza wa Jal blessed and bestowed such a unique reward to those two pigeons that who laid the eggs, that till this day, all of the pigeons in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah are from the offspring of those pigeons. Allah Azza wa Jal has also laid down restrictions of hunting them in haram. As we know that it is impermissible and prohibited for anybody to hunt within the boundaries of haram. So these pigeons, they reside in there, and Allah Azza wa Jal has granted them protection. So now when the disbelievers, they went and they saw the nest and the eggs of the pigeon, they began to say that if there were any people here, the spider would not have cast its web. nor would the pigeon have laid its egg. Hearing the sound of the disbelievers, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu became worried and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemies have come so close to us that if they were to look at their feet, they would see us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Grieve not. No doubt Allah azza wa jalla is with us. Then tranquility, calmness descended upon the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he became completely calm and contented. How long did they stay in the cave for? It is stated that on the fourth day, and the date that the scholars have mentioned was, the day was Monday and the first of Rabiul Awwal. First of Rabiul Awwal, on the fourth day, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came out from the cave and set out towards Madina Tayyiba. Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. Now, as we look at the blessed life of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, even within this incident, there are many things to pick up. But we want to cover a few more incidents within his life, and in particular this incident. Now, this is a third incident I am about to mention, where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is once again expressing his desire to sacrifice his life for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how much he loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than even his own life and his own self. This is how complete he was in his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was going towards the cave with the embodiment of Nur, the comforter of the souls, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiyallahu anhu would sometimes walk in front of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sometimes behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you doing this? Look at the beautiful reply he gave. He radiyallahu anhu, he says that, when I think about those who are searching for us, I move behind you. And when I think about the hidden enemies waiting to ambush, I move in front of you, so that no harm can reach you. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, in case of danger, would you prefer to die before me in my place? In case of danger, would you prefer to die before me in my place? He replied, by Allah azza wa jal, this is my only desire. This is my only desire. This was the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And when we look at when we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we'll try to have a brief look at the signs of love as well later. But when we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his love was so complete, and it wasn't only him claiming to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He practically showed it at multiple occasions. There are so many events still to mention, but keeping brevity in mind, keeping things brief. Now, not only did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also dearly loved him. So, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions went into a pond, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Everybody, swim to his closest friend." So they all did. And then only the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu were left. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and embraced him and said, if I were to make anyone a Khalil, it would be Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. However, he is my closest friend. Likewise, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu has narrated that once we were present in the service in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, right now, a person is about to appear in front of you who has been made the best and most noble after me, and his intercession will be like the intercession of the prophets. We were present, and then we saw that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu appeared, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up, kissed him and then embraced him. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has narrated that I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing with the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arrived, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted him, embraced him, and kissed him on the face. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem then said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed the face of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Abu al-Hasan, Abu al-Hasan was the kunniyat of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu al-Hasan, the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in my court is similar to my status in the court of Allah azza wa jal. This was the love that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, there are many other events that we can focus on. For example, how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu sacrificed his entire wealth, everything he had, at the feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah and His Messenger are sufficient for me and my family. And likewise, he sacrificed his own life, as we heard. He surpassed even the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu in good deeds when it came to sacrificing for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, me and my wealth are for you. They are yours. My life is yours. My wealth is yours. These were his words. These were his feelings regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we speak of love, now for us, when we also claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we see this love practically in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, how do we look at it ourselves when we look at the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do we know? What measure do we have in order to judge our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we'll look at some of the signs that the ulama kiram, the scholars, have mentioned regarding a person who has a love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first sign is iqtida. That the greatest sign of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to obey him, to act upon his sunnah, to follow his path, to seek guidance from his life and abide by his sharia. And this is when we look detail into the lives of the companions and the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we see this practically present there. Secondly, to be content with the sharia that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. So one of the signs of loving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that the one who claims love should be content, should be satisfied with the sharia of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and should not face any hardship in his nafs by the decision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then thirdly, it is also a sign of love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one should help the religion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his sayings, through actions, defend his sharia, and adopt his blessed life in generosity, and follow his blessed way of living in the matters of forbearance, endurance, humility, etc. All these beautiful qualities that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed. Now here comes a question. So far we've discussed these, and we can best judge how many of these qualities are truly found within ourselves. However, how can I adopt the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can I know how he was in terms of his dealing with other people? How can I know how was he in terms of his forgiveness, in terms of his endurance, in terms of his forbearance, in terms of his humility, if I don't study regarding the life and regarding the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is a question to all of us. How many of us have read even one book, even if it's a brief book, even one book on the seerah written on the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the life of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we have not, then make an intention from right now that inshallah I will read an authentic book written by a Sunni scholar on the topic of seerah of the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another sign of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that one should remain patient in times of hardships, because the lover gets such a pleasure by this love that he forgets his hardships. Now, another beautiful sign that the scholars have mentioned, and this is once again for us to judge, that one of the signs of loving the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that a lover should make the dhikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot. He should remember and mention the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot. Because the one who loves someone talks about him a lot. Some have said that love is the name of remembering the beloved forever. A saint has said that the zikr of the beloved should be made as much as we have the breath. As for as long as you're breathing, you should constantly be remembering your beloved. And a person has said that for the lover, there are three signs. His kalam, his speech, should be the zikr, the remembrance of the beloved. Second, in silence, there should be the thoughts of the beloved. And third, in his practice must be in obedience to the beloved. So he should mention and remember the beloved. He should, even in silence, be thinking about the beloved. And he should obey the beloved. So if we claim to love the Prophet ﷺ, are these three qualities within us? In terms, with regards to the love for the Prophet ﷺ. Do we remember, and how often do we remember the Prophet ﷺ? And how much time do we spend on a daily basis talking useless? Likewise, when we are silent, what are our thoughts? What's coming into our minds? How often does the thought of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam come into our minds? And then thirdly, how much do we obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we know the commands that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with? Do we know the teachings that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us? Have we even studied that? Once again, it comes to that we need to ensure that we study these things. And likewise, it has been mentioned by Imam Muhasibi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that the signs of lovers is to make abundant zikr of the beloved, abundant mentioning of the beloved. Neither do they stop their zikr, nor do they feel bored or tired to make the zikr of the beloved. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi encouraging us to remember the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے. That the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is that personality, that individual who loved us so much that he never forgot us. When he was born, he asked regarding his ummah. He never forgot us during throughout his life. When he prayed, he asked for the forgiveness of his ummah. Even on the night of Mi'raj, he never forgot us. The scholars say, even in his grave, he is still constantly asking for the forgiveness of his ummah. And even on the day of judgment, he will be worried about his nation, his ummah. So that beloved Prophet ﷺ that never forgot us, how can we forget him? So we should make it a habit of remembering that Prophet ﷺ who constantly remembered us, who still remembers us, who still prays for our forgiveness. جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So we briefly heard some of the signs that a person must have within him in order for him to be successful in loving the beloved, his beloved, and in our case, loving the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as we claim to love him. However, whoever has all of these signs completely within him, and unfortunately, if we truly and sincerely ask ourselves, we definitely don't have all of these signs. In fact, we may not even have most of these signs. We might be falling short of most of these signs. And this is something for us to work on. So whomsoever has these signs completely, he has complete and perfect love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever lacks in these signs, whoever falls short, it means his love is still incomplete. There's still a lot more room for improvement. There's still a lot more work required. We need to ensure that we follow as many of these signs and implement them into our lives as possible. And as I said, this is such a vast topic, such a beautiful topic, such a huge subject, that this could be discussed for a very long time. However, this is what we have learned so far from this blessed life, this blessed individual's life, in terms of his love for the Prophet ﷺ. Even though there is still a lot more to discuss, and even his demise, his passing away from this world, is a separate topic on its own, separate subject on its own, which once again is full of love for the Prophet ﷺ, is full of his feelings for the Prophet ﷺ that he had. How The scholars have mentioned even the reason for his demise actually. What was it? And that's a beautiful topic in itself. So this is where we end our topic regarding his love for the Prophet ﷺ. But when we come closer to the end of our discussion regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and we discuss how he left this world, there will still be a lot more mentioned regarding his love for the Prophet ﷺ. However, so far, alhamdulillah, we have learned a lot from this individual's life. May Allah grant us even a millionth of a particle's amount of what he had in terms of love for the Prophet ﷺ. And may Allah grant us the ability to remember, act upon, and pass on to others what we have heard today. And may Allah forgive any mistakes that have been made in this silsila. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep encouraging others to watch Madani channel and stay tuned with all the silsilas of Madani channel. May Allah accept our watching Madani channel and giving others invitation to watch Madani channel. And may Allah make it a means of reward for us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special ten sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten sahaba, radiyallahu.